Well, right now it is time to bring in Brian Ross, Real News here on Robin Hood Radio, and there is a lot to talk about. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall, as always.
You know, I've been watching these cruise missile launches that the Russians have been doing from ships, of course, in the Crimea region. And I've said to myself, wow, I'm surprised that the Ukrainians haven't attacked those ships yet. Maybe they don't have the technology. But then, I think it was yesterday morning or the day or the night before, the Russians released a video of these three ships that have docked in another port in that section just off the sea. And this morning, we don't know how they did it, but the Ukrainians sank one of those ships and heavily damaged the two others.
Right, and killed one of the top admirals of the Russian Navy. So they have been effective, you know, on the land and even on the sea. Yet Russia continues to pulverize villages and towns, I guess in the hope that they can just reduce it to ashes and there's nothing left for anyone to stay and people will leave and then they'll move in.
Well, this what happened this morning or today or last night is a real big game changer, because if they can reach that port, they can reach the port in Crimea, whatever weapons they're using, and the cruise missile ships that are stationed off the coast there are going to become prime targets.
Without a doubt. And you know, it's what we're seeing is the will of people not to be subjugated by Russia. And nobody counted on that. We thought they'd fight, but would not last long. Russia thought they'd collapse within a day, and it's been a much different story. So it's been an inspiring story for the world to see Ukraine stand up to Russia, and now in some places they claim they're retaking some land. They're trying to encircle some of the Russian troops, and it's been a moral and a victory, and so far, more than a military stalemate. I think the tide is slightly turning. One question is, at what point does Russia run out of missiles, or at what point does Ukraine run out of anti-tank and anti-aircraft machinery? You know, the U.S. is working hard to get more in there. And, it's hard to know. Peace talks have not succeeded so far. They're still talking, but it's what they call a stalemate, a draw. But this is not a chess game. This is real life. And a draw means people continue to be killed with no advance for either side.
You know, and what's the whole thing about this is, not only is the U.S. providing weapons, but other NATO nations are. And there's no endless supply. And the thing that's dangerous here is that how far will Vladimir Putin go? He already using the supersonic missiles. Of course, he's not going to use them all up. But how far will he go in being subjugated? You know he's not going to want to pull out. And you know that I really fear the instability that he has right now, because he might attack a NATO country if NATO keeps supplying these arms.
I guess he could. But then he's opened himself up to either a road to a nuclear war or just an overwhelming defeat. And he's lost perhaps a fifth of his army already, according to the NATO estimates coming out this morning, through killed, wounded, captured, or just deserted. His fighting force is really literally stuck in the Ukrainian mud, and he's left with these missile attacks and aerial bombardments. The next 2 weeks, according to the military people I've been talking to, that will be pivotal. If China refuses to resupply and he starts to run out of military armaments, what's he supposed to do? Because he can't win it on the ground.
And the sad thing about it is, the bravery of the Ukrainian people and the soldiers is amazing. The deaths that they're having, the deaths that the Ukrainian people are having, and the young Russian soldiers. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for these young Russian soldiers. Yep. They had no idea what they were getting into, and they are dying by the thousands.
Right. You know, the figures we don't know of 7,000 to 9,000 to 10,000 are the figures. And we haven't heard Ukrainian figures either. There's no reason to believe that they haven't lost an equal number of men, and they have fewer. But, the battle continues. The peace talks are stalled. President Biden flew overnight. He's in Brussels now for a number of G7, G20, EU, NATO meetings. And then he goes tomorrow into Poland to meet with Polish leaders there and see whether he'll head down to the Ukrainian border where there's this overflow of refugees, millions of people fleeing Ukraine, most of them at the moment heading into Poland.
All right. Well, let's move away from the Ukraine here and go to the U.S. Capitol, where once again, and you just can't have, and this is the fault of the Democrats and the Republicans. You just can't have a hearing for a Supreme Court justice without really it getting out of control, and the most ludicrous grandstanding you want to see goes on at the at these events. It's just it's almost downright embarrassing to see.
Well, you know, even one Republican Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska called it jackassery, and that's what it turned into yesterday. As Republicans were not getting far, so they turned up the heat. Literally at one point, almost brought her to tears. Claimed she was soft on crime. You know, was soft on sexual predators and child pornographers. It just couldn't. It couldn't be further from the truth, as Judge Brown Jackson said herself, but it didn't stop them. And in a way, it seems like you've got Ben Cruz and Josh Hawley and others almost auditioning to be candidates for president in 2 years. And I would say just short of shameful the way they treated her.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I think Republicans are a little worried with one of their Supreme Court justices sick, even though he's not very sick. It's a scary proposition for the Republicans right now because they've got to wait to the next election cycle. But if one of those justices were to become sick and not be able to serve, all of a sudden that Supreme Court goes back to a 5-4 Supreme Court.
That is true. We know Clarence Thomas was hospitalized for an infection. Doesn't seem to be all that serious, and everyone hopes his health returns and he's back on the bench. That's not the way that you know to gain the success in the court. But in terms of the hearings, it started with I think it's right to question a judge about her judicial positions, her temperament. And that's all certainly within the bounds. And those questions can be probing, they can be tough, that's fine. But yesterday, Lindsey Graham and others would ask these sort of ridiculous questions with twisted facts and then not let her answer. Just cut her off to make their points. And he got away with it. He and the chairman, Dick Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, got into it. And, his performance, he had voted for her just a year and a half, 2 years ago to be on the district circuit court. Suddenly he doesn't like her at all, and he's going after her on these really distorted and very much debunked issues that she's soft on child pornographers.
All right, and let's not leave the North Koreans out of there because they fired their they managed, in the midst of all this mayhem, they managed to once again fire their first intercontinental ballistic missile since 2017.
Right. They've had some failures there, and they think they're probably getting away with it because all eyes are in Ukraine, and most eyes are on Ukraine. And we should not forget another little flashpoint, which is the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen have been attacking Saudi Arabia's oil facilities with drone-based bombs and having some success in curtailing some oil production, gasoline production out of there. It's a rough world we're living in right now.
It's crazy, but one thing is for sure. As teetering it was, as NATO was under President Donald Trump, it is a far stronger block now, and I think that Vladimir Putin is going to live to regret the day that he made NATO on his doorstep even stronger than it was before.
You're absolutely right, and that's the point. I think that in the end, he will prove that NATO, which was questioning, why do we even have to have NATO? What's going on in Russia? Nothing. Suddenly, there's every reason for it. They've strengthened it. I see they're doubling the forces that are on the borders there in Hungary, and Bulgaria, Slovakia, and Romania, moving more forces towards the front lines with Russia. Everything that he would not want is happening. Huge losses on the battlefield, embarrassment in terms of the miscalculations and the ineptitude of his army, and virtually a pariah worldwide, with perhaps exception of India, which is buying Russian oil cheap, and China, which we're going to see what they do.
All right, Brian, I guess we can't complain that that there's not enough news going on, because it really is.
And remember, Marshall, 2 years ago on this day, we were all locked down.
You're right.
Because of COVID.
You're right.
We were afraid to leave our homes, really, you know?
And now we've learned to deal with COVID. And what's interesting is once again, China itself has its own problems with
right.
COVID, which also is affecting the world economy, because it happens to be in the region of China that produces so much of their GDP.
Right. Right. So that remains a threat, you know, another wave. I guess if there was an ongoing pandemic, if it was raging, maybe there wouldn't be a war. Maybe Russia would not be able to have the ability to wage a war. And we'll see. You know, no one's talked about it, and I haven't seen any reporting on it. But I wonder about, you know, because the Soviet vaccines are not that great, and I wonder what the impact is on putting together these army forces and putting them on the battlefield, whether they're also suffering losses due to that illness.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch over the next week. Brian, it's always great to speak to you.
All right. And we're in spring, so happy spring.
All right. Take care, Brian.
Bye-bye.
Brian Ross and Real News. Of course, you can find Brian on our website, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand, click on Brian Ross and Real News.